In this dimly lit chamber, nestled deep within a tower of weathered stone, you had been hunched over an ancient tome of secrets. The scent of aged parchment and the faint aroma of incense overwhelmed your senses, dulled by the flickering candlelight and the shadows that danced upon the wall. Your clothes, once vibrant and adorned with mystical symbols, had faded over time to a shade of dull gray. It bore the marks of countless journeys, stained with the residue of elixirs and potions brewed in desperate attempts to combat the shadowy curse that had befallen the land. With tired hands, you had traced the brittle pages of the tome, fingertips trembling with both fatigue and determination. Boundaries of day and night had begun to grow indistinct. Had it been hours or days? Time? The very concept had lost its meaning, eclipsed by the pressing urgency of the shadow plague that sickened the land. The incantations, spells, and rituals contained within the tome had been tried and tested, but none had succeeded in banishing the shadows that ruined this land. Your urgency would be your folly. In that moment, with the weight of countless lives hanging in the balance, you summoned what you thought was the world's last hope against an all-consuming darkness. Instead, you let it consume you.
Salvation that they besieged a demoness. How deliciously foolish. Your fear is palpable. I can smell it like the waves of the sea.
You felt fear, but hoped to control this mistake you had summoned, and told her you were not here for her idle amusement, that you seeked knowledge to stop the plague.
You're courageous, mortal. I'll give you that. Your desperation intrigues me. Very well. I shall offer you a bargain. I will grant you the knowledge to combat the shadow plague that has taken hold of your land. But in return, you will give yourself to me.
You agreed to my terms and let me in.
It's been so long since I've tasted living flesh.
How long? Let me into your mind.
Mortal. search for power, you let loose something uncontrollable. Foolish mortals, you're all the same.
You will let me into your mind.
By contract, this body is now mine to deal with as I see fit. I can sculpt you any way I please. You should give in completely to me. Perhaps your mind will survive it then.
Perhaps not. Either way, you're giving in to me, whether you like it or not.
Hmm. in body and mind. I'll use my shadow magic to break you. Whether it be through pain or lust. Where did you think the shadow plague originated in the first place? To think you came straight to me, its progenitor. I'll tease your body, caress you until you're begging to give in to me. Don't fear. I'm a loving goddess. It feels good, doesn't it? The shadows materialize into a silk, cool-like substance. It's okay to give in, your master. I am your salvation, after all. Look at you quiver. Will you make moans for me, my darling? The ecstasies of mortal flesh. Better than you ever felt before. Do you feel cold, my friend?
Give in.
As I send tendrils of darkness into your skull,
we will become one, melted together.
Join our bodies as you enter me. Mortal cock, so warm. Oh, my bed.
Good. Embrace me. Embrace me.
Give me your seed. Let us sign this agreement in our bodies.
Good. Give in. Give in the ecstasy. Feel your mind give way, unweaving itself. Yes. Come for me.
Good job. But we're not quite done yet. My magic gives me the power to shape my body. Turn around. It's your turn.
Your body is mine. Enjoy my cock.
The bends and needles of the shadow magic should calm down after a while. My, you're already so wet. It's been so long since I've been inside a human.
You're broken. No self-determination left. I don't remember the shadow curse. Your land is damned.
Good Bess. Give me your body and your soul. You are mine now.
Mine.
Good. I'm going to plant the seed of shadow inside you now. You'll forever be corrupted. Such folly you've gotten yourself into, my little servant.
Laying there, the cum dribbling out of you, the last of your humanity fades away to shadow.